This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
The United States is by far the single largest contributor to the United Nations and its agencies. We do this in part in order to advance our values and our interests. When that happens, our participation in the UN produces great good for the world. Together, we feed, clothe, and educate desperate people. We nurture and sustain fragile peace in conflict areas throughout the world. And we hold outlaw regimes accountable. We do this because it represents who we are. It is our American way. But we'll be honest with you. When we make generous contributions to the UN, we also have a legitimate expectation that our goodwill is recognized and respected. When a nation is singled out for attack in this organization, that nation is disrespected. What's more, that nation is asked to pay for the privilege of being disrespected. In the case of the United States, we are asked to pay more than anyone else for that dubious privilege. Unlike in some UN member countries, the United States government is answerable to its people. As such, we have an obligation to acknowledge when our political and financial capital is being poorly spent. We have an obligation to demand more for our investment. And if our investment fails, we have an obligation to spend our resources in more productive ways.
Well, Nikki Haley laying it out to the United Nations pretty emphatically. I don't think there's a doubt whatsoever. But they went ahead and voted 128-9. I think there was something like about three dozen abstentions. People going, well, I'm not sure I want to identify it, but I'm not sure I want to, be committed on this vote. And that was the vote, the UN vote 129 and 128-9 to condemn U.S. embassy move to Jerusalem. Amazing. So we'll see what happens, what the president will do, if there will be a holdback of money, a reassignment of money. I don't think the president says these things lightly. This is the new America. America is under new management, and the world is beginning to understand this because for so long they were able to get their way, particularly in the last 8 years. So now, go ahead.
Well, every other country in the world gets to do it, right?
Sure. Right.
I mean,
well, and they don't pay any money, or they certainly don't carry. You know, carry their weight and pay their share of the bill, do they?
No. Well, it's like, well, you never asked. Well, no, we agreed to it. After we agree to something,
yeah,
well,
I shouldn't
have to ask.
Right, exactly.
You know, I give McDonald's, I order, food from McDonald's, I give them the money, and then they give me the food.
Yeah, funny thing that when you guys are in trouble and your national security is being threatened, you ask us, and we're there to watch your six. Now it comes the time, and you're going to make a political statement like this and stand against us. Well, then, okay, we know where you are. You're not really an ally.
Or, again, places like Sweden who don't have a military.
Sure.
And so they're allowed to use their money for all the stuff that they want to use it for because they rely on ours.
Well, and the fact of the matter is the United States is not going to ignore any, national security threat, from even a soft ally. This is just to put them on notice to say, look, you guys better rethink your actions and your support and how you come into alignment here. And because we're going to rethink ours. It's not that we're going to cut off all monies, but would we maybe trim it a little bit? Sure, why not? And as Nikki Haley said, which is the spirit of Donald Trump and the spirit of any businessman, you invest and you expect a return on investment. this is what America is getting used to again, is that we invest our money. That's what this is all about. And it's up to the government to make sure that we get a return on investment. Heretofore, the only thing we got in return is waste, abuse, and greed. I think the party may be coming to an end here, Scott. We'll see.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour, America. Good to have you along with us. A lot to talk about, so we got to hit the ground running. And I couldn't think of anybody better than Liz Crokin to be with us right now, an award-winning author, seasoned journalist, advocate for sex crime victims. Liz began her journey at the University of Iowa, where she received a bachelor's in journalism and political science, took advantage of living in the first-in-the-nation caucus state to work on John Kasich and George W. Bush's presidential campaign. So needless to say, a broad history and breadth of experience that she brings to her investigative skill set. Liz, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Always good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Hi, Bill. I'm good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Merry Christmas to you, by the way. Hey, real quick here.
Merry Christmas.
Looking at your website, the big headline is How Mueller and President Trump Are Pulling the Biggest Sting in History. I thought this was quite interesting. Explain to our audience.
Yeah, so I've been saying this for months and months and months, and last year, before President Trump was elected, I believe it was like the second debate, I was at that debate with Hillary Clinton, President Trump made a promise to his supporters, and he said that when he became president, he would assign a special prosecutor to go after and to look into Hillary Clinton's crimes. And now, for the past well over a year, we have had the Democrats hysterical about President Trump's alleged collusion with Russia, which is a total hoax, a conspiracy theory. And we've also had the media and the Democrats and some conservatives, too, led us to believe that Mueller's probe and Mueller's investigation was about President Trump and Russia. And I've been saying for a very long time that it was never about President Trump and his collusion with Russia, because that never happened and that didn't exist. This investigation has always had one target in mind, and that target is Hillary Clinton.
That would be very ironic, considering the way the deck and the way the media has purported this, Liz, that, you know, here you have all these Democratic operatives. Boy, that would be quite the surprise if Mueller was able to deliver an objective report on the whole Russian collusion, and it takes us down the roads of Bill and Hillary Clinton.
Well, the bottom line is the investigation into Russia, all those roads do lead to Hillary Clinton. The Uranium One, the Podestas, they all lead to her and her cronies. And we also know that President Trump did not collude with Russia. I mean, there's no evidence he did. There's only evidence that it's just a huge conspiracy theory. And if anything, him and his allies and his family were completely set up. Now, before President Trump before Rosenstein appointed Mueller as the special prosecutor, what did Robert Mueller do? The day before he was appointed, he met with not only President Trump, but Attorney General Jeffrey Sessions. Now, a lot of people in the mainstream media lied about that meeting, and they said that President Trump met with Robert Mueller before he was appointed special prosecutor because he was interviewing for the FBI director position.
Right.
Well, that's a lie. He couldn't be interviewing for the FBI director position because he already served as FBI director, and he already exceeded his term limit to serve as the FBI director. So that was fake news put out, you know, by outlets like the CNN.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that he was carefully picked to be the special prosecutor to go after Hillary Clinton. And the reason why he was so perfect for this role is because he knows where all the bodies are buried. Now, all these people on his team that are investigating Clinton, that have ties to Hillary Clinton, and the people that are involved in corruption themselves, I believe this is all strategic. This is all part of a plan. And if you listen to everything that President Trump has said about this investigation and about Mueller, he's never once expressed any concern for Mueller. He's never once expressed any concern for Mueller having a conflict of interest. And he has said over and over and over again, he's not going to fire Mueller.
Exactly.
He's not even considering it.
Right.
Now, does President Trump strike you as someone that seems to be concerned about Mueller's investigation at all?
No, you bring up excellent points here. Yeah,
he doesn't have a care in the world, and I also will point out another interesting point. I actually just tweeted this last night. I was thinking about it because I was doing a little research about it. But President Trump, he loves to use double entendres. He loves double meanings. He loves to like drop clues. You know, he loves to drop little hints here and there. If you notice, he often says about Mueller's investigation that it's a witch hunt.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's referring to Hillary Clinton, okay?
Yes.
Like Hillary.
And not the good witch here is what we're talking about, right?
Right.
Yeah. Right.
And we don't have to go deep down the rabbit hole here, but you know, right. I cover child sex trafficking and the occult.
Exactly.
And Hillary Clinton is up to her eyeballs in the occult, and she is looked at in the occult as literally a witch. So when President Trump says this is a witch hunt, he literally means they are hunting for a witch, and that witch is Hillary Clinton. Now, the probe into, you know, President Trump and his involvement with Russia, that's a witch hunt, you know, figuratively.
Mm-hmm.
But literally, the investigation is a witch hunt in the sense that the target is the number one witch herself, Hillary Clinton.
Well, it would stand to reason here, Liz, if Robert, as you say, Robert Mueller and the president are involved in this sting, that they would both play their cards close to their vest, that they would continue to play this out, and Mueller would, you know, present himself as somewhat of an ally to the deep state, because what's been coming out of all this stuff
mm-hmm.
is the exposure of the deep state. Hasn't there been that?
Exactly. I mean, you know, there's thousands of sealed indictments. There's tons of stuff going on behind the scenes. Most people don't know this because there was almost a complete blackout from the mainstream media.
Mm-hmm.
But President Trump yesterday signed an executive order, an emergency executive order, to seize the assets of human rights abusers.
Mm-hmm.
And that executive order was attached to an annex of names. And a lot of those names are connected to the Clintons. This is a very dramatic and serious and big move. And it's been not only completely overlooked by the mainstream media, the order that has been issued on the official White House webpage is being censored on both Twitter and Facebook.
Wow.
Now, if that's not a sign that this is a big deal, then I don't know what is. If the mainstream media is not talking about it and they're censoring an official page, an official declaration from the White House website on social media platforms, you know something big is happening. You know something big is going down.
Well, we can see the smoke. I imagine there's fires shortly behind here, Liz. Don't you think?
There is.
No doubt about it.
There is.
Wow.
There is.
Hey, we're just getting warmed up here, ladies and gentlemen. Liz Croken is with us. Interesting. What do you think, huh? This starts to make more sense. We've been saying that Donald Trump is one to play chess on many levels, and it would seem like the deep state may be stuck in checkers because they've been used to this. They've taken all this for granted. So, hey, we're going to delve into this a little bit more with Liz Croken on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
There's stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma, your path to wellness begins here.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We don't see color here. We just love America.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look in the 5 and 10, glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot life.
Don't you love this time of year? I mean, to hear crooning like this. Oh, the memories, huh? Suddenly, we're taken back to our childhood right away. The one and only, yes, Bing Crosby. I'm Bill Martinez live. Hey, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we're talking with Liz Krogan, award-winning author, a seasoned journalist, and advocate for sex crime victims. Liz, boy, I'll tell you, you have taken us quite on a ride here, and you're stopping people in their tracks, but this is quite interesting and encouraging at the same time, Liz. I can only hope that what you're sharing here, I mean, it seems to make a lot of sense, and I would hope that that would be the case, because if Mueller is doing this, as you say, in cahoots with President Trump, I mean, we might be able to get to the point where we could actually drain the swamp. What do you think?
Yeah, no, he is. He absolutely is. And I mean, if you look back at Mueller's like background and his history, and, you know, he may not be the perfect person. And he anyone that's worked under the Obama administration and under Hillary Clinton, I mean, they're. Everyone is tied to corruption that have worked for these administrations and worked alongside these people, because, I mean, they're both up to their eyeballs in corruption. And if you're just reading the headlines, everything with Uranium One and now Obama and Hezbollah, I mean, it just never ends. But, you know, like we're talking off air, there are a lot of good people in government that got tied and dragged into the corruption unwillingly. And when you're working in a corrupt administration and you're in a powerful position and you basically have the deep state with a gun to your head saying you do X, Y, and Z, or, you know, you'll be suicided tomorrow. Like, what would you choose?
Exactly.
Would you lie for these corrupt people to protect you and your family? Or would you tell the truth only to get killed the next day? How many people have been knocked off that, you know, were about to testify against the Clintons and, you know, had information on the Clintons? I mean, the number is literally in the hundreds. So when you look at someone like Robert Mueller, though, and by the way, a lot of people don't know a lot about his past, but he was a Marine. He served in Vietnam War, and he's a decorated veteran. He was
Purple Heart recipient,
multiple medals.
Yeah.
And I do believe he's a patriot. And, you know, I believe that Trump went to him, I believe, before he was even elected, and they worked out some kind of a deal. And Hillary Clinton, Obama, they both are getting exposed for scandal after scandal, you know, whether it's Uranium One, the Hezbollah, like I just said, the wiretapping, there's the child sex trafficking. I mean, it literally never ends. And it's like, you really think that with President Trump in charge, he's doing a fantastic job. He just passed this tax cut. His approval ratings are much higher than the media, you know, and the polls want you to believe they're very high. And once people start getting more money in their pocket from these tax cuts, his approval ratings are only going to go up higher.
Exactly. You know,
why would it be in Robert Mueller's best interest to try at this point to try to protect Obama or Hillary Clinton? I mean, it would destroy his legacy. Like, there would be no point. And even if he was corrupt, like, it would not make sense for someone like him to do that. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, my gosh, there's all these people that are corrupt and they're tied with the Clintons involved in the investigation. Well, that's all strategic. That's on purpose. Like, that is all part of the plan. These are the people that have the dirt on the Clintons. And then if you look at someone like Attorney General Jeffrey Sessions, and, you know, for the past year, we've had so many people saying, oh, he's horrible. He's not doing anything. And even President Trump has played that role. You know, President Trump has been critical of him and said that he needed to step up his game. This is all an act, okay? Attorney General Jeffrey Sessions, his nickname has been the silent executioner. This is a man, you know, these are people that know exactly what they're doing. And if, which I believe that they absolutely are, if they are going after the deep state and they are dismantling and taking down the deep state, which, by the way, President John F. Kennedy tried to do many years ago, and he was killed for it.
Yes.
If they indeed are trying to take down a deep state, you think they're going to come out and announce what they're doing? You think they're going to come out and, like, show their hand?
No.
Of course not.
Right, of course. And I'm glad you brought up JFK, because we talked about this, you know, about Dorothy Kilgallen, and, you know, we've been talking more about her recently because of an author has written a book about Dorothy Kilgallen, who was a celebrated columnist when I was a kid growing up, and was on a TV show. And, you know, she got very close into revealing actually who was responsible for the death of JFK. And she mysteriously dies, and it's still one of those cold cases, along with hundreds of other journalists who got close to the fire. But, you know, I've maintained that the tentacles of the deep state go before JFK, and that here we are all these years later, and we still cannot find out who killed this president with absolute certainty.
Well, but President Trump released the JFK files, and that was all strategic. And we learned a lot from those JFK files. Of course, the mainstream media like barely touched it. They barely covered any of it. But, you know, a lot of, there were a lot of things that we learned from the JFK files that President Trump insisted be released. And one of the things that we learned is that the deep state had been involved in planning false flag attacks for decades.
Right.
And, you know, this came after the Vegas shooting, which to me is a very blatant and obvious false flag. And now, you know, the latest headline we have is we have the Vegas police captain just mysteriously gone missing.
Right.
And all these witnesses that witnessed multiple shooters have just died mysterious deaths. I mean, it's like ridiculous.
Well, and here we are all these months later, and we know less than what we've known before. I mean, this is all incredibly interesting, and as you say, as you start pulling on the threads, here it is. You know, you're back with the deep state, and maybe the complication of the mafia as well. And you also mentioned off air how the CIA possibly and the deep state has been using MS-13 gang members.
Yeah, and so that's another connection a lot of people haven't been making, but. You know, we were talking off air also about Seth Rich, and a lot of these hits that the deep state and the DNC have made on innocent people, a lot of the killings have been done by MS-13 gang members. I believe Chandra Levy, she was Congressman Gary Conant. He was a congressman for California.
Right, exactly.
She was having an affair with him. I believe she got pregnant, and I believe it was an MS-13, a gang member that was charged with killing her. The whole case is sketchy, though, because then he was allegedly exonerated and freed. I don't know. But the bottom line is that deep state has used MS-13 gang members to do their wet work, to do their dirty work. So it's, you know, Sessions going after MS-13 is also a very strategic move to take down the deep state, which people don't realize. And, you know, all the stuff that's going on is connected, and there's a lot going on behind the scenes. But, you know, people don't know because the mainstream media is just completely lies about what's going on, or they just don't have a clue.
Their followings have been almost President Trump. I feel like he's almost playing with the media at times. He throws him a bone, and they go, shining spot, look at that shiny, let's go after that. It's almost
like the Pocahontas comment, you know, when he had the Indians in the White House, and he made the Pocahontas comment, and everyone went crazy for days, and he does it on purpose because, you know, when he throws him a bone, now chasing that bone over something ridiculous, or like he had, drinks 12 Diet Coke. That was like CNN's like latest expose. He drinks 12 Diet Coke a day, allegedly.
Right.
So they all go running after this ridiculous bone, and then behind the scenes, they're getting all this work done, and they're dismantling the deep state. They're going after the deep state. You know, he signed this executive order last night, and it's all going over their head. And he's actually able to get all this work done. Without them hassling him,
it's like Trump and Mueller have created a deep state of their own, haven't they?
They have.
Yeah,
they
really.
Well,
Liz, we got to leave it there. We look forward to having you back after the new year. Have a great one. We'll talk to you later, Liz Croken. I'm Bill Martinez live.
This report is brought to you by LG. Providing the perfect entertainment and refreshments for a holiday gathering can seem like a daunting task. LG, alongside interior design and cooking experts, offers tips for a smoother holiday season. Athena Calderon from iSpoon has advice for creating the perfect holiday menu.
Always
always choose dishes that can be prepped in advance. The last thing you want to worry about is slaving over the stove while your friends and family are hanging out in the other room. LG Smart ThinQ technology is an amazing home hack. You can preheat or turn off your oven remotely from your smartphone. It's genius.
Designer Nate Berkus has tips for styling your table to impress.
The table is where everything comes together, so stick to a neutral color scheme, but add some metallic accents for some holiday shine. Things like brass candle holders will instantly up the ante. Greenery can also dress up the table. I like to finish off the tablescape with a super chic place card at each setting, and it's a great memento for your guests to take home.
For more information, visit LG.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Yeah, you listen to this song. I don't know if you've heard that satire of You're a Mean One, Mr. Mueller. Now they've got a little take off there. Special counselor. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. Dennis Durrell is with us, physician, national medical director of acute services for IPC Healthcare, author of the book, Your Healthcare Playbook, Winning the Game of Modern Medicine. And, boy, it's like we're playing this game on a multi-level chessboard, aren't we, Dr. Durrell?
Well, yeah, it's been that way now since 2010, hasn't it?
Well, with the passing of this new tax reform bill that people are high-fiving, excited, at least on the GOP side, I think some Democrats silently are feeling the same way because they're looking forward to more money in their paycheck come rather empirically on February 1st. It's not anything that they have to wait years to realize. There could be some immediate benefit to it. But one of the keys to the tax reform bill was the cancellation of the individual mandate. So what does that mean for America going forward right now?
Well, you know, what it means is if you choose to get a plan or no insurance or a plan that doesn't meet Obamacare's rules, you're not going to have to pay a fine or 2.5% of your income, a tax penalty. And did the mandate work? No. 6 million paid it. 12 million were exempt and 4 million didn't even check a box.
Right.
So it's not something that was working. And somehow people feel that without the mandate, even free Medicaid, somehow people won't sign up for insurance. Do I think it's going to make a big difference? No. Next year, as the Republicans put something together, I think they should put another incentive in place. We do want young, healthy people to get insurance, but it's not the mandate. The mandate's not going to work, didn't work. So I find it interesting that the skinny bill this summer basically was like this, you know. It wasn't much different, and they snuck it into this law. This is something that I said, if you're going to vote for the Alexander Murray bill, then if you're going to do that as Republicans, you need to find a way to work in repeal of the mandate. They put it in the tax bill. That was the right thing to do.
Now, this liberates us, doesn't it, Dr. Durrell, in a sense?
Yeah.
I mean, frees us up for us to go in and get our own health care, work out our own system. I mean, there's a certain percentage of people, you and I have talked about this at length, that will be responsible enough, work out their own deals. I've been doing direct pay models for a long time in our family, and others are starting to move more that way, working with organizations like yourself that offer a better deal than what insurance companies are offering.
That's right. This is the freedom that America wants, has had since the beginning. Make the choices that are right for you. That's it. It was unconstitutional, in my opinion, to pass a law that said you must buy this insurance. Mm-hmm. John Roberts, in my opinion, did not get that right, and it's taken a long time, but I think that this is the right way to go. The Republicans have more to do next year. I think they've got to bring some more to the table, but they should look at this as a victory, and as we know, if they didn't get tax done, they were in big trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, without a doubt. And, of course, the Democrats are going to use this whole situation about the repeal of Obamacare, even though it was a disaster that it was, and shame on the Democrats because they knew this was the case for 7 years. And what did they do? They just sat on the sidelines and let it crash and burn. Now they want to blame somebody else, you know, for the poor and sloppy work that they did. But meanwhile, real lives, real people, real Americans are being affected by this. And this is why, you know, Dennis, I appreciate you coming on and us joining voices together to tell people, look, at you are free. Good God Almighty, free at last. Go out there, get your own health care system, your own health care program. And you don't need the health insurance companies. And many people have figured it out already. And there should be a just a line of people heading to, you know, outlets like your organizations, others, Atlas MD that we've talked about with Josh Umber, that do direct pay models, work out and take responsibility for their own health care and let it be the way it was always intended to be between the physician and the patient.
Amen. Couldn't agree more.
Okay, so your prescription doctor, what do we do here?
Well, right now, take your victory, you know, take your victory. But next year, there are still things that need to be done. So you need to still come back and you've got to fix the exchanges. You've got people that are on Medicaid. It's not helping them. There are some things in the bill that the bills that were put forth this summer that need to be brought back. But don't do it just yet. Take your victory. Bring it back next year. Lindsey Graham says they're doing that. You know, Senator Cassidy, they want to do some more reform, and I think the Republicans should do that. Mm-hmm. We've got to be careful.
Now, the things that are lingering right now, you write that there's shades and memories of Romney Care in this still kind of lingering. It's almost in a sense, you know, we've been talking a lot about the deep state. Well, within, you know, within the health care, you've got kind of this operative that is a bit deleterious and dangerous for us, and we need to be proactive about it and go into it with our eyes wide open. And this is what you pointed out here in your recent article.
Yeah, well, this is extremely important. The fact that after Romney Care, African Americans in Boston basically get lesser than care. They're not getting access to the elite hospitals of Boston. The same ones that get on TV and say Republicans are draconian for cutting Medicaid, and then they're not letting Medicaid patients other than one health plan that they've frozen enrollment into these major hospitals. Mm-hmm. And so I'm calling out the hypocrisy there. I'm calling out that you can't socially engineer how to get these people care by just giving them Medicaid. and that's failed. And Medicaid's a major plank of Obamacare as well. So there's still work to be done, and I think that what Spotlight Group did at the Boston Globe is call out something I've been saying now for quite some time. But guess what? Are you hearing that story on any media outlets?
Of course not. You know, on here you do, because we're an independent radio show, and we pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And this is why we love having you here, is because you are on top of this and bringing it out to expose the deception that's taking place. And this is all consistent, Dennis, with, you know, the deception of Obamacare, what they did in the dark of night, how they pushed this deal. And there was no way the numbers were going to make sense, and that's proven to be the case. But it's amazing how Democrats and even those that support Obamacare to this day, as it is unraveling, it is amazing to me that they've been so deluded. But this is what the disservice that the mainstream media has thrust upon we the people.
That's right. I sat about almost a year ago in a medical conference with a lot of left-leaning doctors, and slowly but surely they kind of stood up and said, yeah, you're right. We don't let a lot of Medicaid patients in our clinics. And I'm talking about major cities. I'm talking about New York, Boston, Chicago, L.A. And basically they're like, well, I think they said, well, but if we criticize Medicaid, that's a major part of Obamacare. We can't criticize Obamacare. And they're kind of like, well, let's move on. Well,
right.
We can't move on. That's still a problem. And so that's the dirty little secret, but I'm telling you.
Yeah, because here it is. I mean, we're talking real lives, real people, real situations that are taking place. And they've been working the numbers, because they figure it's such a small minority of people. Because how many people actually enter in and realize the dysfunction of Obamacare? I mean, we're not talking 90% of America. You know, we're still talking maybe 10-15% at any one time, aren't we not?
That's right. Yep, it's a small number. But I'll tell you what, it's affecting them. You get cancer in Boston, you can't go to Dana-Farber, one of the best hospitals in the world. Nobody wants to talk about that.
Well, Dr. Dennis Durrell has been with us, physician, National Medical Director of Acute Services for IPC Healthcare. Dennis, how can people be in touch with you, and how do they be in the flow of the know here?
Yeah, well, first of all, get my book, Your Healthcare Playbook, on Amazon. It's a great time to get it. Insurance, you can still renew this year. And otherwise, follow me on DennisDurrellMD.com or at Dr. Durrell on Twitter.
Well, there it is right there for you, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Dennis Durrell, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Dennis, thank you so much. Have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you and your family.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Going in on group holiday gifts or planning a family ski trip sounds like a great idea, unless you're the one footing the bill. This year, don't let waiting for others to pay you back add to the stress of the holiday season. Consumers are increasingly turning to person-to-person payments to quickly pay each other through their mobile devices. According to a recent Bank of America report, 36% of adults currently use a P2P service, and millennials nearly double that rate at 62%. Earlier this year, Bank of America became one of the first banks to integrate the features of Zelle, a revolutionary new P2P service, into its mobile banking app, making it easier for customers to send, receive, and request money. Michelle Moore, head of digital banking, Bank of America.
With more than 2.5 million monthly Zelle users making more than 5 million transactions, it's clear that the move to cashless shows no signs of slowing. We're pleased to provide a safe and convenient experience for our customers, especially during the rush of the holiday season.
For more information, visit Bank of America's newly redesigned homepage at bankofamerica.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
That the night wind to the little land. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
Way up in the sky, little land. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
A star dancing in the night. With a tail as big as a kite. With a tail as
your program, big as a your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I say fresh every day, but next week and for the following week, in through New Year's up until the 5th of January, we're going to review 2017. So kind of our best hits, best interviews that we've had over the years with our authors and experts are going to be coming back at you to remember, just to remember 2017 as we look back in the rearview mirror and not forget that, hey, we have the windshield to look forward to as well. Welcome back here, America. Bill Martinez here at 13 minutes before the top of the hour. Lisa Anderson is back with us. She is the director of Young Adults and host of The Boundless Show with Focus on the Family. Lisa, Merry Christmas to you. How are you?
Merry Christmas to you, Bill. It's very good to be here.
I'm always good.
Anticipating being part of your Best Of show.
Yes, exactly. Well, hey, no pressure, you know, so.
No pressure.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, this is a time of year, you know, we love this time of year. It's, it can also run the gamut of emotions. You know, I was thinking about this the other day in preparation for our conversation, is that emotions can run deep during this time because, for some reason, if we get caught and get distracted by the real meaning of it, we can for a moment think it's about us. And if we do, we can get a little bit out of order, and the emotions of this season can knock us over the edge here just a bit. Are you sensing what I'm trying to say here? Because I need you to interpret what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think it's, you know, I often speak, obviously, most days to single young adults. But this isn't something that's just about single people. I mean, you could be extremely lonely in your marriage. Circumstances could have driven you to to be going through a bout of very serious depression at this point. But I know that, you know, for many people, the holidays just bring about a lot of feelings of loss and grief and regrets. And in fact, I think it's somewhere around the third week of January, they've actually calculated the most depressing day of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of people have made it through the holidays. They feel like they don't have a lot to look forward to in the new year. And suicide rates are at their highest, as well as use of antidepressants and other pharmaceuticals and stuff. So, I mean, it really is one of those things where you think about, you know, you've navigated Thanksgiving, now Christmas, then you've got to make it through New Year's. You know, for single people, I always say, you know, if you're still standing then look forward to Valentine's Day because
right.
of that.
Exactly.
It's a hard time.
Well, you know, and I think that family has a big part to do. You know, if the family is not quite coming together, I mean, we watch movies, you know, about the holidays and how families join together and they're so united and love is abounding. And we go, gosh, that's not my family. I mean, we're contending with one another now even more so because of the political environment and the cultural contestation that seems to be running rampant and out of control these days. But all this kind of wears on our nerves just a bit. And go ahead.
And there are very few families, Bill, that sit around Christmas morning in their matching pajamas around the tree for a photo op. And so, you know, especially with the adults I work with, many of them have grown up in broken homes. They're trying to decide, well, do I go to mom's? Do I go to dad's? Am I going to try to split the time? What does that look like? You know, those two are sparring, you know, they're divided loyalties, you know, and they're maybe in a new job just starting out. So they're like, I can't even afford to travel this Christmas. So it most likely looks like I'm going to be sitting alone. And so it is hard. It's not a picture perfect Courier and Ives print that we think it's going to be, but we have high expectations going in. The problem is every year we think we're going to have this amazing Christmas. And then when it doesn't meet those expectations, we're kind of left holding the bag.
And what I found, Lisa, is that, as I said earlier, when we think it's all about us, then I think we're more subject to that kind of pressure. And it's self-applied. But if we really focus on what the season really is all about and what God did for us over 2,000 years ago, you know, and that's the thing. I think that's the checkpoint that I want to say to people is that if you find yourself in a bit of a pity party, I mean, look, it's only human. You're going to do this. We're not saying shame on you by no means here. It's going to happen. But understand that that should be a checkpoint to you and kind of a reminder. It's kind of like at times when I would feel like the devil was messing with me and throwing those, you know, fiery darts at me. And of course, in Ephesians 6, we're reminded with the full armor of God, one of the most powerful weapons that we have is the shield of faith. And that's that faith that we know that we know that comes from God that, you know, lightens our step and it gives us love and joy and peace, especially for the season. That shield of faith is what, you know, quenches those fiery darts because you got the devil just throwing ideas at you, especially like you say, for people who are single and, you know, they go home and say, aren't you married? Don't you have a boyfriend? Don't you have a girlfriend? I mean, it's like, oh, please, you know?
Yeah. Well, and it's so funny. Actually, last night I was watching, for the first time, I watched the movie The Nativity Story.
Uh-huh.
And I thought to myself, for all the people who think they have to watch A Christmas Story or White Christmas or whatever every year, I was like, this is the movie we should watch every year. I mean, the fact that when Jesus came as flesh, it changed not only the course of history, but our future. I mean, we only have hope in eternity because of what was done then and the fact that we can celebrate that. And I often remind singles, I'm like, look, you guys, you know, when I'm being a little hard on them, I'm like, this isn't about you. This is, you may feel down in the dumps, but you know, this is not your birthday.
Right.
This is someone else's birthday and we need to get outside of ourselves and realize that it's his birthday, but we're the ones getting the gift. And so we remember that. And because of that, you were talking about the windshield. We can look into 2018 and know that there's hope in the new year and hope way beyond the new year for us and for mankind.
And it's appreciating the blessing that God has given us. And like every blessing that God gives us, He doesn't give it to us to hold on to. He gives it to us so that we can pay it forward, so that we can be the blessing that He's given to us, that we can be that manifestation of that blessing to others. And this is the opportunity. This is what makes this year, this time of year, so special, is that if we can be more God-like and less human-like, the true gift of the Christmas season really comes through, and we're able to realize, the full benefit of our faith in Jesus Christ.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm having the chance to practice that this year a little bit, because I have now for 2 years, I've had my mom living with me. She's almost 89 with dementia.
Oh, wow.
And we put up our tree a few weeks ago, and the day we put our tree up, she thought that meant it was Christmas Day. Oh. Now every day I'm having to tell her, actually, it's not Christmas quite yet. It's not.
Yeah.
So it's like having a little child in the home, and it's reminding me, Lisa, just to see her joy at the light that's going on. It's exciting to be part of, and gets me out of the selfishness of my own story.
And she's probably telling, Lisa, I told you we're Jewish. This is why. Every day. We're like 12 days of Christmas here,
I know. I have to keep quelling her expectations. Say, it's coming, Mom. It's coming.
That's great. And this is all part of it, too. I guess this is why the emotions run so deep, because they're so multidimensional. Everybody has their individual story and their experience right now in this season of life that God allows us to journey through. And each step of the way, this is why, Paul reminded us that we can count it all joy, huh?
Oh, absolutely. And that's why I tell, when I talk to my single friends, and they say, what am I going to do about Christmas? It's going to be so terrible. And I say, look, be proactive. Don't let Christmas hit you like the flu. Come up with a plan. If you know that you're not going to be with family, find some friends, invite some people into your home. You be the welcomer. You be the gatherer. You be the one who's going to make Christmas great for someone else. And you have the opportunity to be proactive and loving and really the hands and feet of Jesus.
Exactly.
In doing that. Instead of sitting around crying into your hot chocolate Christmas morning because no one cares about you, you be the one that reaches out first, and I think you'll find it reciprocated.
Yeah, it is. It is about the gift, isn't it? That eternal gift that we have the opportunity to share in. We're like those shepherds that got the message from the angels. And first of all, there was the fear of God, as the Bible says. They feared. They were scared. All of a sudden, they're hearing and coming in connection with something supernatural, and they thought, what is going on here? This is so unusual. But then they had to take that blessing. They couldn't just stay out there in the fields. They had to take that blessing and go and do the next thing that they were compelled to do, just within their own their own eternal DNA, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I was thinking about that last night as I was reflecting on the Christmas story. Just how it hit me. Like how logically ridiculous this whole thing was. It's become so blasé, almost cliche to us as we put together the little nativities and we talk through the story. But I'm like, oh my goodness, these shepherds were just doing their job. I don't know that if I were just at work and an angel appeared to me that I would be like, oh yeah, let me just follow you and go see this baby somewhere that you're talking about. But it really is. When God intersects or inserts himself into a story, that's when you see transformation.
Well, Lisa, I appreciate you coming on the air with us this season. It's about the gift. It's about giving. And we continue to play it forward. And again, just to remind everybody, if you find yourself, we're human. We're going to fall victim to some of these things that are, go along with our humanity. But just be reminded there's a higher calling and a blessing that comes with the season, and may you fully experience it. Thank you, Lisa.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? see them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.